Okay, hello dear friends, good afternoon, such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. And this afternoon between classes, actually not afternoon, it's between morning and afternoon, it's my lunch break. I have a couple of hours and it's too short to go back home, to change the world, to accomplish a big task. And it's too long to just sitting there and do nothing. And also, it will be too much a waste of time if I go to office or go to my work place, work lounge, beautiful outside. Why should I do that, right? I need to appreciate the sky, the fresh air, the sunshine. And if we do not appreciate the sunshine, the sun will be shy. The sun will be shy and will not come back to see us again. That's a little bit silly. Anyway, so I went to a coffee shop. I went to a fancy street. And I think as a politeness, as a way of respect, I will not mention the street name, the city name. You get the idea. Relatively well-established, affluent area. And so I, for long time, I have not been to this coffee shop. And this time I was thinking, you know what? Why not I go there to have a cup of coffee? So I went inside and look around. It is very dynamic place with people in cravat, pantalon, so in high heel shoes, in ties, and talking about $1 million business, another startup, all this motivational inspiring and pressing issues. So I was thinking, let me just sit there to soak myself a little bit into this positive spirit. You know what I'm talking about. So I went inside and spent a huge amount to buy a cup of coffee. Of course, for people who often go to coffee shop, this is not a huge amount. This is a relatively reasonable price. And I just have a latte, do not need much other things. So my minimum salary can afford me to walk something like a half an hour, 1 hour to buy a cup of coffee. Anyway, I went there and it's relaxing, actually. If you distinguish yourself, or if you distance yourself, if you differentiate yourself from the crowd, they are they. I am I. No comparison, and that is sufficient. No matter what kind of place, the only thing make you not comfortable into that place is your perspective, is your thinking, is your way of processing it. The only person who stops you to go to different kind of place is yourself. Once you open up your mind, once you open up your mindset and accept it's just another place, I pay my due, I can be there. This is a commercial paid place. Everyone who pays the bill can go there. Well, you know, right now there are coffee shops. You do not need to pay anything. You can just sit there and spend your day there. Anyway, so I was thinking there and seeing people surrounding me. What I'm doing here, wasting my time. Anyway, let me try to process my thought. So I was thinking, if we say a coffee shop is expensive, it's because we are not using it. If we use it, this is not expensive. Let's say you spend $10, but you can stay there shamelessly without feeling any guilt if you shut down the emotion of feeling guilt, feel embarrassed, of feeling, oh, I'm not doing the right thing. If you do not think about it, that's a very, very reasonable real estate usage. For 1 hour, costs you only $5, right? If you stay in a hotel with such caliber, will be more than hundreds, right? More than 200s. So if you use this place, only get a cup of coffee and then run away and go to give to your boss, because your boss asks a special non-fat whole milk, no, non-fat, they do not drink milk, non-fat oat milk and extra smooth, extra foam, decaf latte or something. If your boss asks you to do this, you just run there and pick it up and go back. Of course, it's expensive. We are not enjoying that place. We are not benefiting from the location, from the place. Of course, it feels expensive. But if you stay there, it's quite reasonable. They make a good decoration. That's money. They make a better cup of coffee, a beautiful flower on your coffee. And that is training, right? The training of the staff, of the barista, of the employee, and they have a smile on their face. They must be treated good enough so that they can smile, right? And they have this this good spirit to help other people. So, what I am trying to say. So, what at that moment I was thinking, that is an influencer economy. Imagine, let me do an influencer economy. You are courageous. You spend $10 to buy a cup of coffee, let's say it. And then you spend 2 hours. And during these 2 hours, you can take pictures, you can work on your computer, so you can make several posts. And if you have time, you can make a long video, blah, 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 about it. Then it becomes an even more fruitful product. You can post it and post on social media, get enough click, go viral, and that can bring you revenue, right? And you can use this 2 hours time to edit video, to write post, and bring on new business opportunity. Another benefit, and that will be in long run bringing more income. And another thing, you take a rest and you take a picture, you take a selfie of yourself surrounded in by people, by the location, and you look so smart, you look so chic, you look so, you get the idea, you look so high class. So all these add up, that is quite a good deal, right? You get the idea. I still have a couple of minutes to go, so I am about to end up here. So whenever we see something, change perspective. A boring lunch break could be a good way to get some laughter, to regenerate and revive our spirit, can just relax ourselves a little bit. Don't you think so? Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Bye-bye, friend.